Paul Harishi.
It is wisely written. A penny saved is ridiculous. I tell you, you can do it a penny anyway.
I have no idea.
Midnight at the Open Mall.
Real Rock, WNOE. At 7:17, the Morning Moth, Gary Burbank. How you are? And, Officer Brucey, you have something, right?
Traffic condition, Puth. Traffic condition, Puth.
Well, that's right. Traffic is moving smoothly everywhere throughout the city. In fact, there's no traffic on the streets this morning. Everyone has stayed home. You're the only guy. All those other people are mirages. Just go right through. Paul McCartney. It is moving smoothly, though, I say.
No hang-ups.
I got a couple. 7:37, the Morning Moth, Gary Burbank, and here's another useless Burbank almanac fact. When at rest, a canary's heart beats 1,100 times per minute.
Wow!
When excited, a canary explodes.
Hot weather is here.
You just
and
did that.
Kirschman's can show you how to beat the heat with...
Wonderful, I see.
Frank McGee, a regular on NBC's Today Show, died of pneumonia. He was 52. Police in San Francisco say that a street murder last night seems to be another in a series of unmotivated attacks by a black man on whites. Then Secretary of State Kissinger begins 4 days of talks with the Latin American foreign ministers in Washington today. I'm Lynn King.
And now, time for news commentary. Our news commentary, as always, is by Secretary.
Well, it's time now for speaking of sports. And to those of you, I know a lot of us are sitting around saying, well, next year is the first good year for the Saints, and it could be possible. We could just have a great football team. But I would like to caution you against getting your hopes too high for the Saints. As it happened in the mind of John North yesterday, there was a scrimmage held, and the outcome of the scrimmage was the Saints nothing. The tackling dummies, 14.
Aww.
That's what everybody says. W-N-O-E. That's the way it is. News commentary, I am Bass Ackwards.
You certainly are. I am Gary Burbank.
And guess what?
I certainly am.
You certainly are.
Say 13 past 8 o'clock in Gary Burbank, the Morning Moth. And now here is today's helpful hint from the helpful soul, Thelma Hooch.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh, hello. Good morning. This morning I'd like to urge you, this is a health tip. Bike riding, bicycle riding is so good for your health. For instance, it's so easy, too. Just you have a bicycle and take off. For instance, now if you want to ride, this would be great for you. If you'd like to ride, say, 10 hours a day, only 10 hours a day, the only preparation you're going to need is Preparation H.
W-N-O-V. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's, what is it? It's insane, huh? That's what it is. A little chilly out, 58 degrees. Mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Today's high is 72, tonight's low is 50.
At the Orleans International Airport, 60. In the city, 59. I'm Lynn King at WNOE, but Governor James A. No Station.
You know, Lynn, you may think this silly, and I'm being overly sentimental this whole thing, but this is, I went, Sean and I went to, my little boy and I, we went to the Wax Museum, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we were over there, Lennis, and I saw John Audubon, and I just marveled. Man, it was just really super cool. Anyway, he's the famed American ornithologist, as you know, a bird lover to you third graders. The Audubon Society was, of course, named after him. What bothers me, Lynn, is I don't know his birthday. I don't know when it is or whatever.
Was it posted?
Well, I didn't see it. It probably was. I just didn't notice it. Yeah. You know how I am. And all his paintings and things. I was thinking, Lynn, is we need to celebrate this man's birthday. So you being a newsman, you probably have access to a lot of information. Like, would you find out for us?
When his birthday is?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, and what we'll do is we'll do some things on the radio that morning to commemorate the birth of this great bird lover, like We could eat a worm.
Yeah.
You could eat a worm. I could watch. I could applaud that whole number.
Well, we could cut it up for me.
Sure. Well, what else could we do? We could,
Let's see.
We could change the towels into bird bath. And while we're at it, we could change the newspapers into bird cages. This could help everyone. I know one thing I'd like to do that day. I'd like to scotch tape cardboard wings to my arms, see? And then ride up and down the escalator explaining to people who ask me that I'm the bird man of Maison Blanche. That would be neat. A lot of things we could do, Lynn. I know another thing. How about if we go down to Antoine's for lunch, see, and we get up on our table and we'll do imitations of Walter Pigeon, Admiral Bird, Woody Woodpecker, Lady Bird Johnson, or the Big Bird on Sesame Street. Or the most wonderful thing we could do. Now, you may think this is silly.
Why?
But we could make up a dirty joke about the line, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Well, that's it.
You folks think I'm kidding about that, huh?
We'll definitely do it.
Most certainly. Real Rock, WNOE, with more Bayou Boogie. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day. It certainly is. 8:34. Real Rock, WNOE. Mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Fair tonight. Today's high is 72. Low tonight of 50. Tomorrow's high up to 75. It's currently 59 in the French Quarter.
Hot weather is here.
Mama Lucha, do the hoochie coochie. Get on down that bitch. 8:39, Real Rock, WNOE, the Morning Mouth, Gary Burpley.
I'll have a news commentary, but first, Lynn King.
At 8:41, I'm Lynn King, WNOE News and Sports.
Good morning, this morning. I know it's not football season, and all of us, we just need to hear a few little tidbits about football now and then, just to keep us going until August. Well, this morning I have on with me a very famous man. You'll all know who he is. He rushed for so many yards. He caught 4 TD passes last year, picked up 3 fumbles, and a sailor. We asked him what he enjoyed most about football. He said piling on. 5'2", eyes of blue, Bruiser LaRue.
Oh, hi. Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Bruiser, how did you get started in football?
Well, I used to play kick the can in my mother's high heels, and then we played touch football. I dearly love that. California oranges, Texas cactus, we play the Dolphins just for practice. Thank you so much.
Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he just something? That's news commentary. I'm Bass Ackwards. What was that little saying there? California oranges, Texas cactus. We play the Dolphins just for practice.
Why do you, my trust?